All right, guys. So welcome to RCL No Filter Podcast. This is your host, Juan Miguel. And today I just wanted to react to a video of Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse Lee Peterson is a black conservative. He was actually invited to Dr. Rashad Ritchie's show on the Young Turks Network. This brother, Dr. Rashad Ritchie, he's actually a leftist. Went to school a lot, very smart, articulate man. I don't know why he went on the Young Turks, which is a network that's actually going downhill. He could actually start it his own, but I don't know why he didn't. But anyway, he went to the Young Turks and is now on their network. He is the only black guy on that network. So he invited the conservative Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse Lee Peterson, if you don't know who he is, he's actually a troll. He trolls a lot of people. He's very sarcastic, but he does stick to his beliefs, his core beliefs, and he makes them known. Mostly makes people upset, but I do want to play the interview between him and Dr. Rashad Ritchie on TYT Network, the Young Turks Network. So let's take a listen to this. I think it's real funny, man. Jesse Lee Peterson is just a troll, and you could just tell. And I wish you could see the facial expressions on Dr. Rashad Ritchie's face, man. This dude is just, he knows what he's getting into here, but he does it anyways. But the look on his face is priceless. I think for the picture of this thumbnail, I'll go ahead and post a picture of his face on here so you can see how mad dude is, man. But let's run it.
In the bullpen today, I have a conservative radio talk personality, TV host, extreme conservative, and he's proud of it. Pastor Jesse Lee Peterson, founder, president of Bond, B-O-N-D, and host of JLP Show and The Fallen State. Pastor Peterson, good day. Welcome to Indisputable.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sir, you all have a celebration coming up next month. Are you not the founder of White History Month, I think, which starts in July?
Yeah, we're going to be celebrating our fourth year of White History Month in July.
Yo, you got to see dude's look on his face, man. The look on his face, bro. This dude, Jesse Lee Peterson, is dead ass serious, man. He did start White History Month. Just go ahead and listen, man. This shit is funny as fuck.
And the reason that we started it in July is because if you notice, July just feels white.
Yeah.
You know, it's summertime, vacation time, relaxing time, reflecting time, and appreciating the greatest country on this side of heaven.
Gotcha.
And so we are recognizing that and showing our appreciation for it.
I think it's important for people to know you're not a comedian. what you're saying, this is actually you do this. You're the founder of White History Month.
You've
also been very critical of Juneteenth. You have called it a fake holiday.
This dude say you did found. This man is a man who's been in school for like 10 plus years anyways.
But you are you want to make sure that everyone supports White History Month.
I do want to
have a policy discussion with you about the George Floyd Policing and Accountability Act. I'm going to attempt to have that policy discussion with you. Do you agree or disagree with the George Floyd Policing and Accountability Act?
I totally disagree because, as we all know, George Floyd was a black, unemployed drug addict with a criminal record. And I just
let's first of all, let's clear something up, sir. You really should be ashamed of yourself. You call yourself a Christian pastor. George Floyd is dead.
Is this
he's dead because a cop killed him.
No, now, he's question, dead because he was a drug addict.
My question to you, and that's adverse to the evidence, by the way, what you just said. My question to you was about policy. So let me ask you, what in the policy of the George Floyd Policing Act do you disagree with?
The whole idea.
Part of the policy, Jesse?
Blaming the cops and no responsibility
Jesse,
for the blacks.
I'm asking you, what part of the policy is written? You can find it at congress.gov. What part of the policy, sir, do you disagree with? This is a simple question.
I disagree with the whole idea of a policy.
You haven't read the policy. You haven't even read the damn policy. Come on,
Jesse. I don't need to read it. I don't need to read it.
You don't need to read it.
Because what I've noticed is that black people today, due to their lack of love, their lack of believing in God, they love evil more than they love good, right?
So that's the reason why you don't read.
Right, because it was written by no good black people. And why should I waste my time knowing what they're about? Black folks today, not all, but most, have no sense of direction. They're blaming everybody but themselves. And until they take responsibility for their own lives, they're not going to get better. The
now,
real truth
blame,
is,
let me ask
George
you, sir,
Floyd is dead because
blame,
of George Floyd that, and no
just,
one else.
That's a ridiculous point. But do you blame yourself for not reading the policy, or you blame somebody else?
Why should I read the policy when I already know the people? They're
you don't even know what's in the policy, do you?
I don't need to know. I don't want to know. I know the people who are writing it. They're no good.
Okay. Let's talk about Black Lives Matter. This is probably going to end up being an utter waste of my time.
Low-key. It is a waste of his time. This shit is mad funny. But he knew what he was getting into. I don't understand this, man. He knew who Jesse Lee Peterson was. He knew what he was getting into. And if you really wanted to have a discussion, he would sit there and bring up stuff out of the policy. Like, what do you think about body cams? What do you think about no chokeholds? What do you think about, you know, certain things that are in the policy? He would have came up and asked him to answer the questions. But, you know, Dr. Rashad Ritchie has no intentions on having a conversation, just as much as Jesse Lee Peterson has no intention on having a conversation. So it's disingenuous, and most people on the left are usually disingenuous. So let's rock.
Having you on the show. Do you? Okay. What are your thoughts about
you
Black
don't know
Lives
that.
Matter?
You may learn something.
We'll see, preacher. What is it about Black Lives Matter that you disagree with fundamentally?
Black Lives Matter was founded by a bunch of fat Black radical lesbians,
okay,
and who hate
right,
God.
Get this clown off my show. I appreciate
who
you.
Who hate God? Who hate the nuclear family?
Yeah. Listen, for those of you who wanted me to continue to engage that clown
that
on this show,
purpose,
I'm
man.
Sorry. I just couldn't do it. I'm only a human being, so please forgive me. Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do for the rest of the show. I will read some comments. And I know some of you will say, oh, Rashad, that was just so rude. And yeah, it was. I couldn't take any more of that foolishness. He's not going to make a debate in good faith. Even if you oppose whatever I believe on the most extreme policy side, at least you have a policy argument. I can engage in a good faith debate about ideas. But if you want to utilize this platform to bash gay people, to bash black
come on,
people,
bro. I can't sit there and hear anymore. That shit, I'm going to throw up. But anyway, man, that's the video. I thought it was super funny. I don't know if any of y'all know Jesse Lee Peterson. Go check him out on YouTube. And also go check out Dr. Rashad Ritchie from the Young Turks Network. Your boy is out. That's all the time I have for today. I will be back. It's your boy, Mr. RCL. I'm out. You dig.